Zach Morris is the Executive Director of Economic Development for Market Van Buren, a subsidiary of Kinexys. Let's put small business owners' minds to rest this morning. Is that possible?
Well, I tell you what, this is probably some of the most difficult times our small businesses have seen in probably a decade. And so I'm hoping that we can continue to support them through this crisis they are going through and eventually get them back to hopefully a state of normalcy.
What would be the best ways we can support them right now?
In the short term, the best way each individual can support a lot of these businesses is if you can do business with them in some way, fashion, or form, do that. Revenue is the key, right? You know, we need to be able to help them continue to support their sales. If it's possible to do a carryout meal, do that. You know, overall, it's when they get back opened, it's just to give them our business, and that's going to be the biggest thing we can help them with. Now, as far as economic developer and my role leading economic development here in the county, I'm here to support them and look for different solutions to support them. And this could be through grant dollars. This could be through separate loan programs. And so we're leaving no stone unturned right now, Paul.
Zach, if I am a small business owner, what things should I be doing right now to assure that I'm going to be okay?
Yeah, there's a couple things. You know, working capital has been a big thing that we've been asked about. Naturally, cash flow is being hurt right now. And if I was a small business, a few things I would want to know about in the short term is that the SBA has opened up quite a bit of money for small businesses, such as the Small Business Administration's Economic Injury and Disaster Loan. So this is low-interest loans. Could be as low as 3.75 for 30 years. It could be up to $2 million, depending on what your payroll is, naturally. And that's something that can help you, too. So there's a lot of different opportunities that they could be accessing loans. We also have the Van Buren County Revolving Loan Fund that we're looking to gear towards helping retain and rehire employees and also reopen businesses along the way with small working capital loans under $25,000, most likely.
Zach, somebody wants to take advantage of those loans, those opportunities, or they'd like to speak to you, maybe get some more advice. What's the best way to do that? How do we reach you?
To reach me, it's quite simple. I think I got most of my contact information at my website, which is marketvanburen.org. And also, if you go to that website, you can also access a survey. And this survey is going to inform me and my team about what your financial needs are if you're a business. So it's going to ask you some questions about, you know, how you've been impacted, what is some of the losses you are experiencing, what are your greatest needs. That information is going to stay on file with me, and as I have tools and resources coming in, I'm going to be able to say, hey, now I can help this particular business, or I can also go out and inform our politicians and elected officials and say, hey, here's our overall need in the community. So the first thing I'm going to ask most businesses is to go at Market Van Buren, marketvanburen.org, complete the survey, but you're also going to be able to get my contact information on there. You can either email me or call me, which I've been talking to a lot of businesses over the last 2 weeks, and I'm glad to support more. Now, as far as other loan programs go, like the SBA programs, I'm encourage you to talk to your local banks and credit unions. These are people that you can access SBA loans through. Not to say that you can't talk to me about SBA loan, but those are people who are the experts about those SBA loan programs that the federal government has opened up right now.
You know, I think, Paul, you know, some of the other things we want to take a look at right now is that there's going to be lots of information coming down the line. If I'm a small business, I'm going to be quite overwhelmed with all the information that's coming out. And even if I'm a moderately large business, I'm going to be a little overwhelmed by everything that's coming out. One of the things I've been telling the business community in Van Buren County is that you don't have to be the expert in all these things. Continue to run your operations. Be an expert in that operation. Focus on doing really well. If you have things that come up that you just don't understand or can't get an answer to, that's when you engage with your economic developer and ask, hey, what is this program? How can I access this program? Or what does this mean? The executive orders continue to come out and new information comes down from the government. I get asked, you know, what's an essential or non-essential employee? Or am I, can I stay in business? Can my employees drive to my work? Those are a lot of questions I've seen over the last week, including unemployment. I joined one business at 8:30 at night when they're doing a team meeting just to talk to them about what are some things you can expect going through the unemployment process. So I'm not an expert in that, but I'm more than glad to jump on the phone call 8:30 at night to talk to a business owner and their team when they really needed the help. So I'm really glad to help with that and, support these businesses.